The first ever global drug safety conference in sub-Saharan Africa has opened in Accra. More than 500 medical experts from all over the world are attending the conference to find solutions to challenges in monitoring the use of drugs. The Vice President John Dramani Mahama, in a speech read on his behalf at the opening of the conference, emphasized the importance of monitoring the use of drugs and its effects to save humanity. Gloria Anderson has the details.
The organizers of the conference canvass the view that the choice of Ghana as venue reflects the increasing stature attained by the country in global drug safety. The president of the International Society of Pharmacovigilance, Dr. Alex Dodu, told Radio Ghana that the meeting is a unique platform to share information on patient safety. He's sure that the meeting will come up with a declaration to chart the way forward.
We know people take medicines and they expect benefits. Unfortunately, some people have problems, side effects, sometimes even die. So this whole program is bringing the experts from the world to ask the question, how can we protect patients? How can we work such that people do not get these side effects? How can we predict it so that we can prevent it? Fortunately, we live in a world where science and knowledge can give us enough indications on how to prevent harm. In the past, it was trial and error. These days, it's not so. We use evidence, we use science, and we are trying to save patients. So Ghana is lucky and blessed in having all these experts coming here to sit here and find the best ways of making sure that every individual patient is safe when they take medicine.
Dr. Alex Dodu urged government to extend more resources on pharmacovigilance to prevent loss of lives in hospitals.
Government's agreement is fair. It's balanced. Of course, as practitioners, we always want more. But the more we want should be balanced against other competing needs and priorities. So I'll say the funding is average. It could be more, but there are also other needs which are equally important. And it is up to us, the practitioners, to make a case and also to make government realize that investment in drug safety monitoring is actually to the benefit of the patient. And that is what I believe every government in this country wants to see.
The Vice President John Mahama, who was represented by his aide Michael Bobby, said it's vital that donors and governments support policies that will improve the people's health and introduce measures to monitor the use of drugs.
Government is creating the necessary environment to make Ghana a key global player in pharmaceuticals. We do not have the human resources, and the fact that the World Health Organization is seeing Ghana as a preferred destination for several drug initiatives all point to the fact that the country is ready for a takeoff. My government will therefore continue to provide a facilitating environment and the necessary financial support to ensure that our local industries and other multinational companies who choose to set up manufacturing plants in Ghana could benefit immensely. Pharmacovigilance in the global village should involve the sharing of resources among countries, and if for nothing at all, but for the sake of humanity.
A specialist clinical pharmacist, Raymond Tete, explains what pharmacovigilance is, saying Ghana has made progress in monitoring and recording the use and effects of drugs.
Pharmacovigilance is basically a concept that the whole world is looking at in monitoring the use of medication in patients. The idea basically is to study the effect on huge populations and then be able to record what is happening and then watch out for signals which would indicate maybe side effects or inactivity of some drugs or effects that may in future affect certain persons and things like that. So it is a new science that has developed from activities that happened in the past.
A specialist clinical pharmacist, Raymond Tete, ending that report by Gloria Anderson.